Good morning. It is Thursday, so we're going to talk B2B Thursday, right? Today's episode, recorded on November 30th, irrelevant because we're going to talk about something you can do every day. We're going to replay, well, we're actually not replaying it. We're rereading it, I guess it would be a more accurate thing. Because we're looking at the show notes. If you go to the GuyRKirkReport.podbean.com, there'll be a link there. And in the notes, originally recorded on the 26th of October, we talked about FAQ for questions about registering your business with Google. To learn more about Google My Business, which is worldwide now, any place that Google is in the world, you can Google your business in the world. So don't feel like you can only do it in Cincinnati, because that's not the case. The link that we've got in the show notes, and I'll say it out loud for those that aren't watching on YouTube, thanks to YouTube for the space for the video. https://www.google.com/business/resources. And you go to that page, and it's going to give you this.
To the Google My Business setup line. A specialist will be on shortly to help you create your Google My Business account or verify your listing. Just so you're aware, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training. By the way, we're always looking for feedback. So after your conversation, you'll have a chance to take a quick survey about the service you receive.
So now you have an idea what it sounds like when you call Google My Business. They're going to play that recording. You're going to wait for an operator to come on the line, and they speak English. Get her done. Register your business. Oh, yeah. 6 ideas for social media content on Thursday is the pearl and the oyster today. Take a look at the show notes. These get to, if you go to that link I told you about just a minute ago, theguyrkirkreport.podbean.com. I have a link there that'll take you to this blog post, and do a search there in the blog, 6 ideas for social media content on Thursday. And it'll bring up this page that we're looking at. Okay, so you're inspired. You've got the phone number. Again, I'll say it again. 844-491-9665. Of course, we know that the country code for USA, a 1. So you put a 1 in front of that number. That'll get you the stuff. And can I still use Google My Business if I don't have a storefront? Well, maybe you just have a service area business. Sure you can. Give them a call, because whether you're a home-based business, a service area business, give them a call and get your details listed with Google. Okay? Get started using Google My Business. And that's the end of that sermon. The rest of the sermon goes like this. Thanks to the patrons. Couldn't do it without you. If you'd like to be a patron of the Guyer Cook Report, click that little link there. Be my patron on podbean.com. I think there's a link even on podbean.com. If you go to the GuyerKirkReport.podbean.com, I think there's be a patron or a little green button up on the top right, I believe. Anyway, the rest of the notes, as you can see, like I said, if you go to the GuyerKirkReport.podbean.com, you'll get a link to these. The Guyer Kirk Report questions, the planning session guide. But out loud, I want to thank Fraser Ramsey of the Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed podcast. Eileen Smith. EileenSmith.com tells you the story of that digital diva. She told us about Screencast-O-Matic, a great screen recorder. They just updated it here the other day, and it's even getting better. And of course, thanks to the Facebook group, Friends Just Chatting. The rest of it's in the notes. You can see all the places on the internet, like Spreaker, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts, etc., that were listed. There's a number of things there you can click on and see and do. Via domain hosting banner. If it isn't tested, it doesn't work, you know, but that's what we say. There's some web hosting information from SiteGround and why we use SiteGround for hosting. And so on that note, I want to thank you for being with us today. I'll see you tomorrow on Friday. We'll do the wrap-up of the week's link. So if you missed any episodes this week, we'll be there. But for now, I'm going to say those three magic words. That's right. It's a wrap.